of a dead age screamed anachronism. Captain Eric Dunn hated it. Amidst the antiques, the hollow display proclaiming Seoul Federation Marine Corps looked out of place and garish. He'd been in this room many times in the past, and each time it seemed to suck away another part of his soul. Dealing with executive officers could do that. Colonel Hayes was such a bureaucratic prick, he might as well be the poster child for inefficiency and pomposity. Dunn would be glad when the man's tour finally called him back to the Martian SFMC base or a cushy post at Titan Station. But for all he knew, that could be years away, and it would be a long time before Dunn's own tour ended. Dunn stood with his hands behind his back just a few feet away from the ornate wooden desk. Cherry, if he remembered correctly. It seemed as though the first time someone entered Hayes's office, the man had to detail the age and antiquity of all the natural furniture. Dunn sincerely hoped the colonel would quickly get to the point of the briefing, else it was going to be a very long day. The private door to the inner office opened. Dunn, still standing at parade rest, didn't flick his eyes away from the brilliant colors of Neptune peeking at him through the observation window. In his peripheral vision, he saw Hayes linger at the threshold as if waiting for his subordinate to acknowledge his existence.
Fat chance, Dunn thought.
After a few seconds, the room filled with an awkward, tense silence. He knew it was driving the colonel crazy, and he refused to give ground to the man.
Just hold it for a few more seconds, and...
Captain?
Dunn turned his body in a neat swivel, his boots silent on the Atmos steel floor. He quickly moved his hands from behind his back and saluted.
Good afternoon, Colonel.
Hayes's mouth twitched slightly. Whether in amusement or disgust, it was impossible to tell. After a second or two, Hayes grunted and headed to his desk.
As you were, Captain. Have a seat.
Thank you, sir, Dunn said in a flat monotone.
He sat in the uncomfortable antique chair while wishing he was in full combat gear. Then he could get away with scuffing and denting the damn thing. But as long as he was dressed in his jump fatigues, that would never happen. The wood creaked slightly beneath his 91-kilogram frame. The sound made him want to smile. Colonel Hayes glanced briefly at the private hollow display hanging before his eyes and then moved it aside. He tented his hands on the clean, sterile cherry wood desktop and smiled. It was a predator's grin, filled with white teeth and no shred of humor.
Captain, how's your team?
Dunn raised an eyebrow.
My team, sir?
Yes, is your team firing on all cylinders?
Yes, sir, Dunn said, confusion coloring his words. We lost 5 Marines to end of tour, but the replacements we gained are already gelling well. I expect they'll be ready for action in the next month or two.
Next month or two, the colonel echoed. I'm afraid you're not going to have that kind of time.
Dunn felt a chill. The look on the colonel's face was one of excitement. That didn't bode well.
May I ask why not, sir?
Hayes tapped the air in front of him, and a twin-faced hollow display appeared to the side. The two men could still see one another's faces while glancing at the display itself. A gray and white space station appeared against a field of black, speckled with pinpoints of distant light. A label appeared beneath it. Pluto Exo Observatory. Hayes pointed at it.
You familiar?
Yes, sir. I studied astronomy as a kid. I know PEO is the most distant human-occupied object in space.
The colonel nodded.
Apart from the occasional Exo exploration ship, of course.
He wanted to roll his eyes, but managed to tamp down the urge.
Of course, sir.
Yes, yes, of course.
The colonel's annoying habit of repeating the last words spoken was enough to make Dunn grind his teeth. The man looked away from him and back to the image dancing between them.
That said, have you ever heard of the Mira?
Dunn felt another chill. It was bad enough being in this grimly decorated office and dealing with a pasty-faced bureaucrat, but now he had to hear about ghost stories?
Yes, sir. Exo exploration ship was on its way to Proxima Centauri B.
Correct, the colonel said. And the human race lost contact with it 43 years ago.
Dunn couldn't figure